How about from the county employee side of things, Mike, or?
You know, we're here when you need us to be here.
Good answer. Now tell me the truth.
Dave taught me well.
We'll go with everyone, Mike.
How much more do we have to get through?
Well, I mean, there's this document, and then, you know, we need to look at lease rates and charges, and, you know, that's gonna take a while, too. It just depends on how you wanna go through them. I mean, you don't necessarily have to sit here and go line by line every time with the committee, but, you know, I think to get to the point where you're gonna make a recommendation to the county council, eventually you're gonna go line by line. You know, that, you know, we had the rules and regulations document that was already written, and we still went, you know, and went through several reviews, and you still went line by line basically through the document. You know, we've got a couple documents coming up that aren't written yet that you really need to be a part of the writing of it. You know, it's just, it's gonna take a while, and you're gonna get to the point of going line by line. I don't see any way around that. So it's gonna be a lot of work.
Julie, what's your thoughts?
Well, when you were saying about lease rates, I thought before that there was a certain part that was up to council that this advisory committee wouldn't be involved in. I thought that was lease rates. It's not.
It's not the lease rates. Like, you know, this lot is this much of that lot, that much. It's how does the council decide what the rates are, what the terms are going to be, et cetera. It's, you know, it's what the leasing policy for the airport is going to be.
So we have three more sections to go through. Does this group have to do the three sections?
This group has to make a recommendation to the council on
all three sections.
On all three sections.
And it's my understanding.
And it's really up to you how you want to do it. I mean, it's, you know, just based on past experience, you're not going to make a recommendation based on somebody else's work. You know, we did that with the rules and regulations. You know, like I said, you still went line by line to make sure you all agree with it. And I don't see that changing, and you know, no matter how, you know, whether you set up a committee to write the thing, you're still gonna want the entire committee to go through it. Unless somebody doesn't agree with that, but that's just my impression of, you know, how we get to the point where you provide the council with your recommendation that this is what this committee thinks those policies ought to be.
Are the other two this thin, or are they as thick as the other ones we had to do?
That depends on,
before I give you my opinion.
It depends on how thin or thick you want to make it.
I think it's going to end up thicker because I think there's a lot of gaps.
I mean this document's going to get a lot thicker, or maybe not. It, like I said, it depends on how the discussions go.
And I think quarterly. Who said it would take years to do that? As much as we've done, working 2 hours a night, and historically, that it would take work once a quarter would really take a long time to take that.
I mean, if you want to put together a subcommittee, which you can do, you know, to go through and make recommendations to you, so you don't have to spend as much time, and before you make your recommendation to the council, you can do that.
What's the feeling of the group?
Well, I was, when we were going through the rules and regs, that document was already written, and we did go through that line by line. My thoughts when we were doing that is we could have actually read it, written our comments and concerns offline, read it offline, bring that up, and then gone down through this section, next section, whatever.
That's the way
you kind of did it.
Right.
When the pilots committee appointed their group, and it was Rick, myself, and a few other people, and I was sort of running that particular project, we asked everybody to review in advance and bring their notes, and we would sit down and compile all the notes. And then as we all went through it, then I prepared a document, I think, as I recall, I think that I gave you then, that had, even what seemed like some contradictory almost notes, you know, for different sections, because we put everybody's comments, we compile it all together in one document. But there we had, you know, a base document working from, and people were saying, I like this, I don't like that, here's an